As promised, we are joined right now by a two-time Daytona 500 champion, 26 Cup Series wins, 15-time NASCAR Most Popular Driver Award winner. He is an analyst for NBC Sports. He is a friend of the program, and he's got a brand new memoir. It's called Racing to the Finish, My Story. The book is out today. It's great to have him on a day that the book drops. My guest is Dale Earnhardt Jr. Dale, it's so good to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Dale, I'm doing great. So you're working as an analyst. You and Amy are renovating a house on the DIY Network. You're a father. You've got a book out today. So what has retirement been like so far, Dale?
It's been busier than when I was a race car driver, that's for sure. I was a little worried about how I was going to fill my time when I got out of the car. So we just said yes to everything. And this year's been a busy one. And we're finally, you know, we started writing this book months and months and months ago. And it's finally out today. I'm looking forward to folks reading it. And it tells, it tells an interesting story that I don't believe has really been told to the fullest yet about why I retired. Obviously, we cover my history with concussions and the rehabilitation from that and how that played a role in the decision to retire. So looking forward to people reading that. And broadcasting has been a blast. Being a husband has been amazing. Being a father is incredible. So life is good.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. joining us. And that book's out today, Racing to the Finish, My Story. You know, Dale, you went deep. Now, you went deep. This is a really big swing, this book. There's a lot of ways you could have written this, but you went deep, and I think you went to some really challenging places, and there are some dark memories. It would have been a lot easier, I would imagine, for you just to keep those doors closed, but you opened them up instead. Why did you choose to do that?
I think that if you're going to try to help people with head injuries make good choices or give them the information of where they can go to get help, you've got to tell the truth and be transparent. When they can connect to your story through that truth, they'll be more apt to take your advice. Also, I believe that going all in was the only way to help educate people who haven't or don't understand or don't have knowledge of head injuries and how that may affect someone that they know or someone that they love. And there were a lot of people that were worried about, or not worried, I think that's a poor choice, but a lot of people wondering why I retired so soon. And I did retire early. I would still be racing today, I believe, if I hadn't had the head injuries. And this tells the whole story, and I felt like that the fans deserved it for all those years of support and loyalty through the good and the bad. They deserved a full answer of what was going on with me in those years, those last few years of my career that led to that decision.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. joining us. That book is out right now, and he's telling his story. You know, Dale, you open up that book with a story from racing at Talladega in May of 2014, and it's a track that's always been very special to you and a place where you've always run well. That day, there was a huge pack late in the race, and you decided to lift, in other words, to ease off and make sure you could avoid a huge crash, the big one. What do you remember about that race, and why was that race so significant?
I was racing scared for one of the first times in my career. I made a decision to lift and get out of that pack because I was assuming that there was going to be this crash that never happened. And I gave up an opportunity to get a good finish to settle for a 26th place finish in a race and at a racetrack that I had been very successful at. So that was the moment when I had sort of exposed my secrets and my charade to my crew chief and my team. They obviously knew that I wasn't, doing the right things or making the right choices behind the car. I wasn't racing the way I usually did. And they wanted answers. You know, what was going on? Why did you not drive the car? Why did you not stay in the gas? Try to make something happen. Why did you not get the best possible finish you could get? I think my fans were also as curious as my team was. And I thought that that was a great way to sort of introduce the entire process and the fear that I was going through and the reoccurring issues and injuries that I was occurring over a long period of time and what that was making me do or help or forcing me to do behind the wheel of the race car.
Dale, you and I have been having these conversations for a number of years, and this is the very reason why I've always had such admiration and such respect for you, because not only are you always thoughtful, but you're not afraid to have this conversation. You're extremely candid and very honest, and that response tells me that once again. And let's remember, 2 years later, a few weeks before Talladega, you crashed at Texas Motor Speedway. But let me go back. I'm sorry. 2 years prior to that, you had suffered a concussion after a serious crash during a tire test at Kansas Speedway. How bad was that crash and the concussion?
That was the worst. That was the worst of all the experiences with concussions and crashes. That tire test at Kansas in 2012, we were running about 200 to 210 miles an hour into the corner, and the tire blew as soon as I turned down into turn one, and I went right into the wall at about 180 miles an hour at about a 30-degree angle. And it was just very violent, and I knew it was going to be. As soon as the tire popped and I realized that I wasn't in control anymore, that I was going to hit this wall coming that I was heading toward, I knew that this was going to be worse than anything I had ever experienced. And, you know, I was just hoping that I would be okay. I was really scared, and I crashed into the wall, and remember sliding along the wall for a while and getting out of the car and thinking, man, I feel lucky that I survived this. But it wasn't. But a few minutes later, I started to feel the effects of the head injury coming on, and the nausea from that was debilitating, and I was in real danger, and I knew it, and I felt like I couldn't tell anybody. I felt like I needed to hide this, and I didn't want anybody to know how I was feeling and what I was feeling. And this is all like immediately after the impact. I'm around my team and communicating with all of them. And my future wife, Amy, she was there. And I told Amy, I said, I got to go somewhere and lay down. I'm feeling terrible, and I think I'm going to throw up. And I just have to get out of this environment and somewhere quiet and lay down so I can, because I'm just scared to death what's happening to me. I'd never felt anything like this before. And so, and I think that crash, Ben, it was an oddity. That was a really unique, high-speed, unusual impact that drivers typically won't experience at any point in their career. And for whatever reason, it happened to me, and I think that made me more delicate and more at risk going forward to injuries and crashes that, you know, were much less significant. And so that, you know, that led to me sort of having those, you know, trying to continue my career, and you're going to crash, you're going to have wrecks that you can't control. And I continued to have these issues and continued to cover them up. And that's what led to me getting really, really sick and having to go get help.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. is my guest. His memoir is out today. It's a fascinating read. It's called Racing to the Finish, My Story. And you can get it, and we've got a few more moments with him. Dale, I mean, you actually answered my next question. I was going to say, how many people knew what you were living with and going through, but from the sounds of it, almost nobody at all?
Yeah, so after that crash in 2012, I finally went to a doctor, Mickey Collins, in Pittsburgh. He's affiliated with the Steelers and the Penguins and doing a ton of research, and just an amazing doctor, at the lead of the concussion discussion every day. He's the guy. He fixes me up, and I go home, and I'm healed. And this is back in 2012. I kept on racing. I won races. I won the Daytona 500. We won twice at Pocono. We won Martinsville. We won 1-1, right? And all while I'm winning, I'm crashing, just typical crashes, nothing crazy, nothing serious, but they're bothering me. And I started taking notes in my phone about my feelings and how I was dealing with these symptoms and issues and how they would go away. And I documented all these accidents where I had problems with them and symptoms from them. And I was just trying to get to the end of my career, whenever that was, and hope that, you know, I wouldn't have to go back to see Mickey or have any real problems. But it eventually caught up with me, and I got to where I couldn't even keep my own balance, and my eyes weren't working the right way, and I couldn't focus on things. And when I started, you know, realizing that every time I turned my head, I would lose my balance, I knew I couldn't drive race cars anymore, and I knew that I needed to go see Mickey again, and I knew that he was going to be mad that I didn't see him when I started feeling these issues long before. I hadn't told anyone about it. No one in my wife, my sister, anybody, my business partners, nobody had known about these issues and these notes that I was keeping. And so when I went to see Mickey, I was ashamed because I had held this information from them, my family, but also my doctor. I mean, I knew he was going to be so frustrated with me that I didn't come see him sooner. And but he fixed it. The issue in 2012 took about 2 weeks, and I was back to normal and back in the race car, and this took about 6 months. And it only took that long because I continued to try to work through those issues as I kept getting injured and injured and injured. I tried to handle it myself, and that's definitely not the way to do it.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. joining me for a few more moments. His memoir is out today. The thing is, although you couldn't really tell anybody and you kept it to yourself largely, you didn't have to handle it yourself completely. Of course, there was Amy. And I want you to address this because over time, there's been this suggestion that essentially blamed Amy for your retiring. What do you think, Dale, when you hear that? And in all honesty, how important was she in you doing all the rehab work that you had to do to stay on the track?
Yeah, so that was something that, you know, when I decided to retire, people did blame my wife, thinking that me becoming a newly married man and starting a family was what changed my love for the sport or love for what I did. And that was the complete opposite. So when I got hurt in 2016 and I was out for 6 months, if I had not had Amy, I would never have done the work to get well. I would have gave up. I would have probably never cured myself fully from the symptoms. I would probably still be living with issues from that, from those head injuries. But Amy would wake me up every day and say, "You're not going to lay around here and feel sorry for yourself. You're going to do this exercise. You're going to do the work you've got to do today." And we had about three hours of exercises and work to do every single day. And I just got burned out. I'm like, I just can't do this anymore. And I'm not seeing any improvement with these issues. And over about a 3 month period of time, I just wasn't getting well. And she's like, "You're going to keep going. You're going to keep going." And she would do all this stuff with me and every day. And that proved to me that she loved me for me. She was in this for me, the person. She didn't care whether I raced another race or not. She was wanting her husband back and wanted me to get well so we could do whatever it was we were going to do the rest of our lives. And when I got well, after that 6 months, I told her, I said, "I kind of want to go and finish my contract. I got one more year that I can race." And Mickey, my doctor, says that he feels confident in sending me back into the race car. And I said, "Amy, I really would love to run it." She's like, "Go run it. Go do it." She never one time said, "Please don't. Please don't get back in the car." She never, ever said, "What if?" And she was like, "Hey, go on, race. If Mickey's good with it, I'm good with it." So she was incredibly supportive. But more importantly, man, she was probably the one person, besides Mickey being there and having the knowledge and giving me the tools to get well, she was my coach, you know, every single day. And everybody that has those type of injuries needs that support system, and a lot of people don't.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. is my guest. Dale, really quickly, and the memoir is out right now, Racing to the Finish, My Story. Rarely do you ever see an athlete of this magnitude speak this candidly. Dale, really quickly, if there are other athletes, and I know there are, and you know there are, that are dealing with similar things that don't know what to do or maybe afraid to come out, what's your advice to them? How should they handle this?
My advice to them is to go see Mickey Collins at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. If you have a problem, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a carpenter, I don't care if you're a housewife, right, whatever, if you've had an injury in a car accident or on the job, if you play sports, whatever it is, you do not have to deal with these symptoms. You don't have to live with these symptoms. I don't care if the injury happened yesterday or 4 years ago. You can go up there and Mickey can help you and give you your life back. He gave me my life back twice, and he can do that for anyone. And so when I first got injured, I would have never known where to go. I would have never known that the research and the rehabilitation and treatment was available. And so hopefully this book will share with people that it is, and that there are people out there like Mickey that can help them. And it breaks my heart to think about anybody that thinks that they have to deal with these symptoms the rest of their life. And hopefully they'll go and see him and get help.
A really powerful message. That book is out right now, Racing to the Finish, My Story, written by Dale Earnhardt Jr. He is a two-time Daytona 500 champ and an analyst for NBC Sports, somebody that I consider a very good friend of the program. Dale, congrats. I mean, I don't want to be patronizing and say I'm proud of you, but that is really unique. That is so unusual for somebody of your magnitude to write a book like that, to come out and say that. That could not have been easy to do, and I think it's just tremendous. It's awesome, Dale. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for that, and good luck with it.
I appreciate it, man. You're a good friend, and it's been too long, so it's good to be back on the show and talk to you.
Good job, Dale. Really well done. I appreciate you.